Go ahead.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Bright Eye Radio. This is Matthew Evans, your co-host.
This is Salu Cooper, your host. And speaking of Matthew Tyler Evans, tonight it's going to be a fun, relaxed show, but it's also an anniversary because you are now 1 year with me celebrating you doing the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And let's give a round of applause for that. Woo-hoo! Woo! That's right, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How do you feel? So, tell everyone about this journey. How has it been for you?
It's been a lot of fun. We played all sorts of music and did talks. We're even possibly trying to set Spreaker to where we can get monetization, perhaps. But we're not sure how we're going to do that yet.
Well, I really enjoyed you on board. You've been a good co-host. You've been a good help. And
well, thank you.
I can't wait to do many more years with you.
Really, I really appreciate that.
It's two blind people doing the podcast and doing the show. Oh, yeah. It's been real good.
We can do anything. It just proves that we can do anything.
Yeah, it does. And you know what? This may be a business, and who knows? We can be successful with it.
Oh, yeah. And that's like a job in and of itself. It is a job.
Yeah.
It's self-employment.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about what the future is going to hold for our business, or whatever we want to call it, our endeavor, our show.
Yeah.
Heck, we may even need to create a website. I thought about us creating a website, too.
Yeah, and we'll do that. And we'll
Sounds good to me.
And so...
So just pray for us, folks. Pray that we can get this business on, up and going, up off its feet. And, hey, who knows? Maybe if we if we're successful enough, we can help other people out who are in need.
Yes, we can. So,
so there you go.
How about let's get to some music. I've selected some songs for us tonight. First one I'm going to play is one of my favorites. It's by a group called Dan and Shay. It's called Speechless. And here it is on Right Eye Radio.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume is floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you. You won't be surprised, it happens every time, it's nothing new. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you, standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, said hello, just did something to me, and I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You took the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it, and all of the words out of my mouth without even trying, and I'm speechless, staring at you, standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You God, you can read my mind. Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. You're standing there in that dress. Girl, it ain't a secret. Cause watching you is all that I can do. Oh, 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 I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. Oh, you know it, baby. Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. Laying on the bathroom floor, feeling nothing. I'm overwhelmed and insecure. Give me something I could take to ease my mind slowly. Just have a drink and you'll feel better. Just take her home and you'll feel better. Keep telling me that it gets better. Does it ever? Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood. I'm looking through my phone again, feeling anxious, afraid to be alone again. I hate this. Trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe, oh. Is there somebody who could help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
Enjoy those two songs back to back there. And also, Shawn Mendes, he's a Canadian guy. He rose to fame at 15 years old and 6 seconds is all it took him. He was discovered on Vine by many artists. and he's gotten very famous, and he writes a lot of songs about girls and stuff. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I think so.
His other songs include, like, Stitches, Treat You Better. What do you like that song, do you?
Oh, yeah, I like Shawn Mendes. I didn't know he was Canadian.
Yeah, he is.
That's pretty cool.
He is Canadian, yeah. Let's just chatter a little bit. And if anyone's enjoying the show tonight, wants to call and request a song or give us thoughts on the show, you can call the number 713-494-7001 and we'll be happy to take your phone calls. So, what do you want to talk about right now?
Well, you know, I'm inspired by what we do with our podcast. Like, I'm inspired that we literally started out, you know, a year ago. It was just you.
And it was.
I kind of called in just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, this was before I was a full-time team member, I guess, on your show. And it's been amazing how in 1 year we've come so far. I mean, obviously we're still a small little podcast, but that's okay.
And we'll definitely place a couple of clips of doing throughout the year and, you know, everything that we've done.
Yeah.
And,
another thing. If anybody doesn't know, me and my co-host are actually writing a memoir together.
A book. We're writing a book about our lives. How we've grown up from birth to now.
And we just want to inspire people.
We want to inspire people. And to prove that you don't need to whine. You don't need to complain. Oh, poor me.
That's right.
Because if we can do things, so can you do things.
You know, I say in my memoir, if you have a dream, pursue it.
Don't let other people tell you you can't pursue your dream.
Don't
listen to the opinions of other people. Yes, they're going to bash you. They're going to criticize you. They're going to, you know, say, oh, you can't do it. Don't listen to them.
That's right.
Follow your gut.
Right. And now sometimes you obviously need to have realistic goals.
Absolutely.
To pursue a dream. And sometimes you got to start out small and you'll have setbacks, of course. But you know what? You grow from those setbacks and eventually you'll reach your goal.
I'm reading a Bible plan this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's about fear.
Right.
Overcoming fear. And one of the verses that was in there was, one of the lessons actually is that you have to be patient with yourself. You know,
right.
Things may not happen overnight, but they will happen. You know, you
exactly.
just have to, you just have to be patient.
Right. It's like with our little business that we're kind of doing, you know, things aren't happening fully just yet, but I truly believe that in the coming months, they probably will start happening slowly but surely.
Because yesterday I did look into monetization, how to monetize it. I submitted a form. They haven't gotten back to me yet, but I'm gonna do some more research on it tomorrow.
Cool. And of course we're not doing it for the money. That's not why we do our show. Of course. Now monetization is cool. You know, it's nice to have a little extra money, I guess.
It is,
But we're doing it because we want to inspire people and we want to make a difference in the world. That's why we're doing it.
Yes, we do. We want to make
it.
Yeah.
In our memoir kind of goes into a little detail about our podcast, but you know, our podcast, our memoir kind of goes hand in hand, and we just want to inspire others and other blind people, of course, people who have cancer, people who have all sorts of disabilities, diabetes, that's a disability, believe it or not. But yeah, we just want to inspire people to pursue their dreams, reach for the stars, and put their trust in God, ultimately.
Yes, you do. Yeah. And
Whatever religion you are. You know, if you're a Buddhist, if you're a Hindu, if you're this, or if you don't believe in that stuff.
I know I've said this before, but you're an educated man.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. What you got too? You so smart and educated? Wow.
Is that a question?
Yeah.
Or
a question, yeah.
I don't know. Just going to school, listening to people who are wiser than me, and learning from them. And what about you? You seem pretty educated yourself.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Being raised by a wise family and just absorbing
Did your mom instill in you like all sorts of virtues and?
Absolutely.
That's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
Is your mom and grandma listening tonight?
I hope they are. I sent the email.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see. But what if we get back to the music here? We're going to go now back to 2016. I like this song, the lyrics. Kenny Chesney, Pink, it's about partying and getting out of control and setting the world on fire. Here it is. This is back from 2016, 3 years ago. This song came out about just now. But it's Kenny Chesney setting the world on fire. Only now, Rag Eye Radio.
Yeah, we got drunk on La Cienega Boulevard, taking pictures of people we thought were stars. It's easy to give in to your heart when you're drunk on La Cienega Boulevard. When the song coming out of the speakers was the band that you had on your t-shirt, we were screaming cause all the streets were empty. And you kissed me and we were up all night and we were feeling so good. Yeah, we got a little higher than we probably should. We were in a hotel singing in the hallway lights. We were striking the matches right down to the ashes, setting the world on fire, setting the world on fire.
Roll, I love you in lipstick on the mirror. We were shouting out the window like they could hear us at the pier. So do you think we'll live forever as we killed another beer? And you wrote, I love you in lipstick on the mirror. And we were laughing until we were breathless. Never found anything so reckless. We were all lit up and restless and coming.
We were striking.
setting the world on fire only on Black Eye Radio. So, that was a good song there.
Oh, yeah. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, so, how about now? Let's play some clips. Let's go down memory lane about the show. First, I'm going to play a clip of an assignment I had to do when I was doing my apprenticeship at a radio station. And last year, we're going to go do that.
Hello, my name is Sailor Cooper, and I'm going to tell you about a radio personality who I've enjoyed listening to for many years and who I highly respect. Bob Kingsley left home to serve his country in the United States Air Force in 1959 in Keflavik, Iceland. It was there where he began his career at the Air Force radio station. The first time I remember listening to Bob Kingsley was in the summer of 2004 in the living room on a couch listening to him host the American Country Countdown. I enjoyed listening to his vocal style and his show delivery. For 27 years, Kingsley hosted the American Country Countdown, and now he hosts the Country Top 40. Kingsley has won numerous awards, including being named National Broadcast Personality of the Year twice by the Country Music Association, his show receiving Network Billboard Awards an incredible 16 times, him being inducted into Radio Hall of Fame in 2015, and finally, him being given the Mayborn Axton Service Award for his incredible service to the Academy of Country Music in 2017. I highly respect Mr. Kingsley, first of all, because of his service to our country in the United States Air Force, also because his incredible milestones and achievements he has had throughout his career. My name is Sailor Cooper. I look up to Bob Kingsley, and one day I hope to host a nationally syndicated radio show like him, counting down the biggest country hits and interviewing the biggest stars. I know I'm at the beginning of my career, but with enough practice and passion and determination, I believe I can do it. Bob Kingsley has entertained millions of people over his career. That's why I highly respect him and hope to model my career after his. And maybe one day I can be in the Radio Hall of Fame.
What'd you think of that? What'd you think of that? Hello?
Do what now?
Are you there?
Oh, none. Just listening to that show, man.
What'd you think of that?
Oh, it was amazing.
Thank you. You know, honestly, I was kind of, you know, nervous doing that announcement when I did it. That was in January 2018 when I was, you know, mentoring with Nick Russo, but I did it. It was good.
I'm telling you, you sound like a real radio dude, man.
I do? Thank you.
Yeah.
Any improvements that you recommend?
Well, you mentioned that you want to host a show where you can interview thousands of stars and stuff.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that maybe you could do is, like what we can do is we can get sponsors like to sponsor our show, and what will happen is it'll spread. More and more people will start hearing it through those ads. So, like, let's say they get an ad from T-Mobile or something. Hey, to buy the newest phone or something. And they'll say, sponsored by Right Eye Radio. And then what they'll say is, Right Eye Radio is by Sailor Cooper. He can be found at this website.
Yeah. So.
And what they'll do is they'll spread the word.
Yeah.
And then more and more people will hear about it. Country people will start hearing about it. And I think that's one thing we can do.
Now, great. Now let's go down memory lane some more. Here's one of those shows. The reveal, really, how Randy
treated her. Cynthia are tuned in to Right Eye Radio, right here on Spreaker. Opening your mind to thought-provoking conversation.
I think this is one of the shows we did last year.
Now, here's your host, Sailor Cooper.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another show. I sound high-pitched there.
Do what?
I sound high-pitched kind of right there.
Good evening.
Welcome to another show of Right Eye Radio. My name is Sailor Cooper. We're back again.
We're a little bit late.
Yes, it's exactly. We've been having some issues of getting stuff to work, but we're back. This show, we're going to talk about how to be successful in life.
That's right.
We're gonna demystify and uncover the secrets to success, and we're gonna back up evidence by telling stories of people who have been successful.
Oh yeah.
So to start, how do you feel about doing this show?
How do I feel about doing the show?
Yeah, on this topic tonight.
I feel a bit pride about doing this topic because I have witnessed that in my own life.
Me too. You know, I've...
And of course, with that comes value, of course. That's part of success.
Right, absolutely, that is part of success, yes. Yeah. What did you think of that? Good memories, right?
Oh, yeah. What day was this show?
I think it was November of last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. And we still have many more shows to do.
Yeah. Well, that's the hope, right?
That is the hope. Now,
and who knows, maybe we can interview your mentor.
Yeah, if I can get a hold of him. He's been busy lately, but hopefully we can do that.
And let him know that we are both doing the show now.
Yeah, and he knows about that already.
And oh, he does?
Okay, yes, good. He does. So, and
what does he think about it?
It's good.
Good.
Yeah.
And have you told him that I've been giving you some pointers, like, hey, if we want to make some extra money, we could get sponsors. We can get because that's the thing. You need sponsors.
Yes, we do.
We also need automatic generated ads, like throughout the show. So what will happen is ads will come up throughout the show, and that's how you make your money, is through ads.
Through ads. That's how every radio stations make their money.
Can you imagine if we could get other radio stations involved? And we could spread out. And that's how we'll start making our money, man. And you can make money through the Spreaker monetization feature as well.
Yeah.
But we're doing this it's like a career, man. It's like a career that we love doing.
We do. We love doing that, don't we?
And we do it. We're doing it because we want to help others. We want to help others find their voice. And it might be, you may not be blind, but you may have epilepsy as a disability. You may be in a wheelchair. What else? You may have Alzheimer's disease. You may have ALS. Whatever your disability. Don't let that stop you.
Yeah.
That's the message. Don't let anything stop you.
Exactly. Don't do that.
But yeah, can't believe we've been together a year and doing this show.
So
it's been amazing.
How about let's get back to some more music here so we don't bore everyone. We need to enjoy music too. This is 5 Seconds of Summer. Youngblood, Right Eye Radio.
Remember the words you told me, love me till the day I die. Surrender my everything, cause you made me believe you're mine. Yeah, you used to call me baby, now you're calling me by name. Takes one to know one, yeah, you beat me at my own damn game. You pushing, I'm pulling away from you. I giving, you take. Young blood, see you want me, see you want me. About 100 times. So who you been calling, baby? Nobody could take my place. When you looking at those strangers, hope to God you see my face. Young blood, see you want me, see you want me.
Continuous music for you, only now, Right Eye Radio.
You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I believe that it would end, no. Everything came second to the band, so you're not even speaking to my friends, no. You knew all my uncles and my aunts, though. 20 candles blow them out and open your eyes. We were looking forward to the rest of our lives. Used to keep my picture posted by your bedside. Now I see you dress up with the socks you don't like. And I'm rolling, 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 rolling with my brothers like it's Jonas, Jonas. Drinking Henny and I'm trying to forget, but I can't get it.
people probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said it, I am better now, better now. I only say that cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. Oh, I seen you with your other dude. He seemed like he was pretty cool. I was so broken over you. Life, it goes on, what can you do? I just wonder what it's gonna take. Another foreign or a bigger change. Because no matter how my life's changed, I keep on looking back on better days. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that.
Right Eye Radio, hope you enjoy that Post Malone. The song is called Better Now. So, what else should we talk about now?
You mentioned playing an 80s song.
Yeah, we're looking for 80s
songs. You know the song, Here I Go Again?
Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
All right, that's good, yeah. Of course, we talked about the Aerosmith, you know. We talked about the what's called Aerosmith, you know.
Mm-hmm. They're one of my favorite groups.
Yeah. So
you know, there's also another song. It came out in 1979 called Funky Town.
Woo! Who's it by?
You know that one?
Yeah.
Do you like that one?
Yeah. Now, let's talk about... We're going to talk about what we talk about. So, let's talk about your experiences... The VDU, the Vocational Diagnostic Unit. What is the V? Can you tell everyone what the VDU is?
Well, basically, it's a diagnostic tool that the state utilizes to help blind people find employment. And what it does is it gives, like, an overall picture of what kind of jobs the blind person could do in their capacity.
It's a psychological exam as well. They test
psychological
stuff. Like, don't they test for like anxiety, depression, and you know, ask if you have other disabilities or anything, you know? Or no, not really.
I think, well, they didn't do that for me.
They didn't?
No.
Oh.
They, I basically disclosed that I had ADHD as a kid.
Right. And they noticed it too.
They did a little bit. And I told them that I had high blood pressure as well.
And,
that
you know,
I also took Adderall medication for a while. And then
we talked about, oh, we have a phone call. Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Guess what? I'm lucky because you called me with me and Tyler doing a show.
Oh, get out. Really?
Yes. I don't know if you saw Facebook or anything, but it's been on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to say hi, see how you're doing.
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Cool.
So we're just playing some music, talking about our experiences, and we're celebrating this dude, Tyler. He's been with 1 year with me doing the show.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Been great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
To you and Tyler. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And we love it.
Everything went okay today at work?
Everything went great, yes. Yeah.
Okay. We're trying to expand our business platform.
Yeah, well, I'll get back to the show and I'll call you back in a little bit.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, we got a phone call. It's good. So anyway, Let's get back. The vocational diagnostic unit, that's what it is. And, you know, sometimes people have felt ashamed after they have a vocational diagnostic unit because they felt like the evaluator basically has determined that, you know, they're less capable than they are, and like they're underestimated, you know.
Right.
And have you heard that?
Not really. In my experience, it was more of just a learning tool that helped me to evaluate realistic goals. Like, you know, at the time I wanted to be a lawyer.
Right.
But the BDU person said, hey, it might be best if he pursues something other than a lawyer, like a paralegal or a receptionist, customer service representative, things like that.
Yeah.
And they're realistic goals. Like, it doesn't mean that you couldn't do it again, like one day maybe.
You may not be ready for it now, but you could later.
Right. But
and
I mean, it's
up to you. Like, so basically, the process goes, of course, the evaluator, they gather all the information, they do the report, and then they'll sit down and go over it with you. I mean, it's up to you if you want to disclose, like, what your results were. I mean, you don't have to disclose if you don't want to, or whatever you want to do. Like, do you want to say anything about that?
Just basically, I had ADHD, I disclosed that, and had told them that I had high blood pressure and stuff. And I had to discontinue the medication that I was taking.
Yeah. And
because of what it can do to the blood pressure and stuff.
Do you want to discuss your results of your VDU?
I basically kind of did.
Do you want to tell everyone on the show your results? No, you don't have to tell it's up to you.
Well, basically they said, hey, it might be best if you that I pursue something other than just what I wanted to pursue in the past.
Yeah.
Because it would probably fit my skills and interests better.
Yeah. They basically told me my spatial skills were low, my dexterity was
right.
Low.
Yeah, they told me the spatial skills are low too.
Yeah. And but
a little bit.
Yeah, but the VDU, it's a good tool. I don't know if they're still doing it. They may do it. I don't know.
Yeah, they are. They're doing it.
Because they're doing it even though DARS moved to TWC.
Right. It used to be what was called DARS, which was the Department of Assistive and Rehabilitative Services. And before that, it was the Commission for the Blind, if any of y'all don't know. It was the Commission for the Blind for a long time, and then it switched to DARS in 2004. And then in 2016, it was transferred to the Texas Workforce Commission.
Yeah.
And now it's Workforce Commission, Texas Workforce Solutions.
That's good.
And, yeah.
All right.
So every 10 years, they have to go through what's called a sunset, which is a review to determine if that state agency needs to be abolished or if it can continue.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so, every 10 years.
So DARS was abolished.
Yes.
And so...
it's still the same program. It's just a different agency.
It's a different... It's under a different umbrella.
Yes. It's an umbrella. What it does, what they have to do is they have to... Like, there's a sunset provision within the Texas legislature that says that every 10 years, give or take... agencies have to be reevaluated to determine if they need to be abolished or if they can continue.
Yeah. And so when was DARS reevaluated? In 2014?
Yeah, I think so. Or 2013-ish, 2014. And then they determined, hey, 2016, it would be abolished. Well, in 2016, it would be abolished. Like,
in September 1st, 2016, it went to...
Yep.
Yeah.
Because September 1st is the first day of the Texas fiscal year, which is the financial year for the state.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yep. And Congress, like the state Congress in Texas, the House and Senate, they only meet for 140 days every 2 years.
How do you know this stuff?
Because I learned it in government.
Yeah.
I learned it in my government class my freshman year of college, actually.
Wow.
I took Texas government that year.
Yeah, but government classes were much harder at SFA.
Yeah, well, they were a little bit tough.
Yeah.
But I did okay.
It's good.
Yep.
Well,
I was actually a political science minor.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about we get back to the music again? Let's go back to the 80s. Whitesnake.
All right.
If this is Here I Go Again, a classic.
And songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go again. Here I go again. Though I keep searching for. We'll be right back.
Back to the 80s there. White Snake, Here I Go Again. That was good stuff. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say let's go ahead and close the show with one more song. But before we do, anything else you want to discuss and recap?
Well, basically, we pretty much did a show today on just pretty much everything.
Fun topics.
We played some music.
Celebrated
and,
your anniversary.
It was like a diverse show.
And celebrated your anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations for being
well,
here
you.
1 year. And you told me
it.
You feel that podcasting is your calling.
I actually do.
Tell the audience that. Why?
Because I have a passion for it.
That's good.
I, just like you have a passion for it. And I feel that the calling is that we do it together.
Yes, it
as
is.
As a team. And it's, been great.
It's been good, Matt.
It's basically a career, pretty much. It's a career that we
yes.
love doing. And I want to keep doing it. So, there you go.
Yeah.
And just pray for us, folks. We're also writing a book, memoir. We pray that it goes
what
well.
We decided is we're going to close the show with a song from 2001. It's Stain. It's been a while. Hope everyone has enjoyed the show tonight, and be sure to catch us next week. Good night, Tyler.
Good night, everybody.
It's been a while since I could hold my head up high, and it's been a while since I first saw you. I could. Looking myself straight, and it's been a while since I said I'm sorry. And it's been a while since I've seen the way the candles light your face. And it's been a while, but I can still remember just the way you taste. And everything I can remember, it's fucked up. I said I'm sorry.